Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is time once again for us to have our morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical CC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love, also known as the real DC Love or just DC Love. The journey that I'm on is a crazy journey. It started with sugar cookies, 2 pounds of sugar cookies that flew off my countertop and all over my kitchen floor. I had sprinkles and cookies everywhere. And then, to top it off, that wasn't bad enough, I had my cell phone begin to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And I guess I didn't listen to all these little things that were going on. I had spirit sitting on me where I couldn't breathe. So I was like yelling, "Get off me, spirit, get off me." So I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me to where I find myself today on this beautiful, beautiful path. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, angelic life coach, an animal communicator. Formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. But the really cool thing is that the way that I received the education to do what I'm doing now, oh my goodness, I traveled really far, and not by an airplane. I travel to heaven, and I've been there a few times. I've visited my loved ones, but other times while I was there, it was down to business. I attended schools of higher learning. This helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began. Also, this is where I connected with Jesus and Mother Mary. At that time, I discovered, wow, there are higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed my life completely forever. And since then, I've never looked back. I now continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357. And now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and the newscaster was giving an update about her condition, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I looked, I'm like, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop." So it was about 5 hours later, she actually threatened me and scared the life out of me, basically. But we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that, you know, Joan does have a divine side to her. She really does. And she's left the door open, and those on the other side, they keep going through this door. It's like a revolving door. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also, you know, helps me to have the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I truly love my journey. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Yeah, every time I'm listening to the description of you and your life and how interesting and funny and all of that it is, I'm thinking, why does mine sound so incredibly dull?
You know, my life is incredibly amazing because you're in it, Barbara.
Apparently I'm in it to dull you out so there's more balance, huh?
Oh, there's no dull where you're concerned.
I tell you, my life can certainly be interesting. I am Barbara, Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, author, and who knows what other things. Well, my life has definitely been interesting. I don't know if he used that particular word, but for the last week or so, it's like for the last week, most days, I'd say at least 5 out of the last 7 days, I had the opportunity to sleep. It was like I couldn't do anything but sleep. And if I was awake and I went to my computer and I decided, okay, I'm going to do some work, and I would sit down to do some work, and then I would wake up later, still sitting there at the computer, sound asleep, sitting up in a chair. So after that, I kind of took the hint, and I would lay down when my guidance would say, you need to rest. I'm thinking, okay, I'm not tired. Why do I need to rest? But they were right, because I was going to go to sleep, so I might as well be comfortable while I did it. So it has been an interesting week. It's affected different aspects of my life. One thing is it's completely taken away my appetite. So now on average, the first 3 days I didn't eat anything. But on average from that, I eat probably a cup of food every day, once a day. And I don't have any desire to eat anything else. I probably drink water a couple of times a day, but even that's it's not a big desire for it. So I've been working with my guidance, you know, trying to figure out what it is that this is all about, and I am going through some changes in the way that I do the energy work that I do, and I'm beginning to connect with people to see if they want to try the new stuff. So, you know, if you're someone that I've connected with in the past, to see if you want to try something new, I might be doing that again. And if you do, you just say yes. It doesn't hurt. So my life is an interesting journey. And, yeah, okay, maybe it's not as fun as DC's. Nothing's flying off the counters, which is good, because I really don't feel like picking it back up. But life is definitely interesting for me as well. And you can learn more about me and what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And you can even learn more about Morning with Jesus on there, because there's a tab that says Morning with Jesus. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. And, hey, you may just find what you're looking for. So, DC, now that I've given this completely strange introduction to myself and don't know exactly where I am, so, hey, do you have any messages for us?
Well, you know what? You're bringing in all the crazies by just what you're saying, so I'm just sitting here. And speaking of crazy, Joan Rivers is here, and she's laughing, and she's saying, all I can say, Barbara, is Jackson wouldn't last 10 minutes in your house. He's such a foodie, and DC feeds him like every 10 minutes. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
So
he wouldn't.
Yeah, like with the Mercury retrograde, a lot of people have actually been eating tons of food, Barbara. They can't stop. So you're kind of strange here, you know, not eating, where other people can't stop eating their face. And Jackson, so one day, ate 7 bowls of macaroni and cheese in one day.
Oh, my goodness.
And that wasn't including everything he had. I mean, he got up, he had eggs for breakfast. He had multiple bowls of blueberries. He had milkshakes, he had ice cream, but he had, in fact, 7 bowls of mac and cheese. I think he's eating for you, too, you know?
I think so.
My goodness. And we have Joan Rivers and stuff, and she's saying, you know what? She's saying that's okay because she, you know, she didn't like housework. She didn't like cooking. She said, you're right, you see. I hated housework. You know, you make the bed, you do the dishes, and you know what? For what? 6 months later, you have to start all over again. And she's saying, I wasn't a cook, Barbara. I didn't like to cook. You know, when I made lemon chicken for my husband, she said I would spray lemon pledge on it. That was, you know, that was as far as it went. You know, I'm like, oh, Joe, that's not nice. But she's saying, Barbara, you know, can we talk for a second? I just wanted to let you know that you are amazing. You've caught my interest on many, many shows. You know, this Morning with Jesus show, I listen to it, and I'm just so mesmerized at what you girls are doing. She said, take for instance, in the one show you mentioned, you know, you can do to everyone, you can do anything that Jesus did. And I'm like, really? So what did I do, Barbara? I was, you know, trying that walking on water thing. Well, guess what? You know, at that time, I had a lot of shoes. I think I've ruined at least 100 pairs of shoes, you know? And she's saying, oh, my goodness. Then I got down to maybe like about 13 pairs. Barbara, walking on water is not as easy as it looks. It is not as easy as it looks. So she's saying Jesus came in and was helping her with that a little bit. And she's saying, but I'm just hanging out with the angels now. And, you know, Ginger's here. We're listening to the show. And she's saying, Barbara, you know, let's you and I hang out sometime. So she wanted to hang out with you, you know. I'm like, okay, that's good.
Oh, that could be scary.
And I saw, like, when you started to talk, all of a sudden I saw, like, Lucille Ball, and she had her mouth wide open. Oh, my gosh. So she's laughing and everything, and she's saying, you know, one of the things that I learned was it doesn't pay to get discouraged, Barbara. Just keep busy and, you know, make optimism a way of life, and, you know, this will help to restore faith in everything. And she's saying, make sure that you love yourself first. That's a really big one, everybody, if you're listening. Love yourself first, and then you're going to see that when you do, everything else falls into place. But you really have to love yourself first to really to get anywhere or to get anything done in this world today. And I think that's, like, a really important message. You really do. But Lucy's saying, you know, you've got to love yourself first because everything will fall into place for you. And until you truly do love yourself, you can't love anyone else. The most important relationship is the one that you will have with you. And she's saying, you know, I too, just like Joan, I've been enjoying, you know, your show. And I have the ability to bring laughter, you know, to others, and you two have brought laughter to me. Barbara, you know, the way you've talked over previous shows, you've certainly proved that it doesn't pay to get discouraged. And one specific incident is I really love the way that you handled a problem that you had at one time with the phone company. And she's saying people either have comedy or they don't have comedy. It's not something that you can teach. And she's saying, ladies, you two certainly have got that. You've got the comedy. And you both are really making such a beautiful difference in the world. You are compassionate about what you do. She's saying, ladies, please keep up the great work. It's a hell of a start, recognizing what makes you happy. And you helping others, it does make you happy. But she's saying, you know what, if things don't work out for you, you both should consider becoming the next female comedy team. And she's showing me, like, Lucy and or Lucy and Joan. She said, wherever you prefer. But she's saying, all kidding aside, you know what, laughter is a great gift. Thank God for his gift of laughter. It's something that really needs to be shared. Not only will it help you to be happy, it brings great joy to others. And you, too, you're filled with God's spirit. I'm not sure which spirit it is, but you're filled with it. But all kidding aside, laughter, you know, it really is serious business. There's no, you know, it's not a joke. No pun intended. Everyone should make time each day just to laugh. It brings pure joy. And I've certainly had my share of laughs. We were all intended to be creatures of laughter because, as you know, God really does have a sense of humor. Look what he did. He paired you ladies up. Thanks, right? So next time, you know, you catch yourself laughing, make sure that you thank the big guy upstairs. Life is like riding a bus. God is the driver. He knows the best route to take that will bring you closer to your divine mission. Have faith and don't forget to have a few laughs and do whatever brings you joy, please. You'll end up where you are meant to be without having to get off the bus and onto another one. You don't have to transfer. Just remember, anything is possible. Barbara, I love you and I love DC. Keep up the great work, ladies. And I'm going to sit back with Joan, and I'm going to enjoy the show. So you did this. You brought these two ladies in this morning, Barbara. It wasn't me.
Okay. Well,
but that being said, I'm getting, I guess, a Bible quote, Mark 11:24. Pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. You will have an instant, either a healing, a miracle, or a gradual healing or a miracle. If you believe you received, no matter what you feel or see, be as grateful for your healing. And then, you know, and this is like the invisible, this is the world that we can't see, and it will become visible to you. Imagine that right now you're being thrown a big, beautiful beach ball. Barbara, catch the beach ball. It's coming your way. Hold it to your chest and believe that there's healing in that beach ball. It's entering you, and you are healed at the moment. Whatever we're all needing, everyone catch the beach ball. It's being thrown to you. Catch it and feel the healing. And thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to take whatever it is we're needing. We're going to take that healing, okay? And the next thing I'm getting, forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's the hardest thing to give away and the last thing on your mind today. Everyone, allow God's love to fill you through forgiveness. Praise God in the midst of difficulty. Open your heart and invite him in today. Live your life and be an example of God's love. Allow him to change your heart. Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude. Forgiveness is not allowing others to hurt you. It's about letting go of judgment, letting go of resentment. Forgiveness can change your life. You have a choice to either hold on to the anger or to forgive and live a life filled with peace. Forgiveness is an act of love. We can't earn God's forgiveness. We can only receive it. Forgive others as quickly as you expect God to forgive you. Everyone does make mistakes, and forgiveness can be even more painful than the wounds suffered. But without it, there's no peace. When you forgive, you don't change the past, but you do change the future. God's forgiveness is the door to new beginnings. Ask God for forgiveness and leave your regrets behind. Regrets are a waste of time. To forgive is to set a prisoner free, realizing the prisoner, in fact, was you. In God's eyes, forgiveness is never impossible. When you are able to forgive, you realize how great God's love is. And Jesus is coming in, and he's saying to each of you, I love you. I love you. And with that being said, oh, my goodness, the archangels are with us. You are surrounded by the powerful, healing love of the archangels. And these archangels are asking that we stay centered in faith. And they're saying, beloveds, we are always with you. And as they're coming in, Archangel Michael is coming in. And there's a beautiful royal blue color around him. We have Archangel Raphael, of course, with his beautiful emerald green color. We have Archangels Jophiel and Ariel. And there's a beautiful yellow color around them. We have Archangel Zachiel. And he's bringing in the beautiful color indigo. And along with him is Uriel, bringing in a beautiful red color. Shemuel is coming in and adds a little bit of pink to the mix. And there's a beautiful orange color around everyone. And it's being brought to you by Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Metatron now is present. And he's bringing in a beautiful violet color. And they are saying, we are beings of light energy. Invite us in, and we will help you to transform your life in the most positive ways. We are always, always, always ready to assist you on your spiritual journey. We bring guidance and love, wisdom, and healing. And, you know, feel these colors and allow these beautiful colors to surround you and to support you, okay? These beautiful colors really are vibrating the essence of what you would want to attract. They are going to help you to invoke the assistance of what you are needing. For instance, we have a beautiful yellow color, and that is going to help with any kind of support you're needing, self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem, illumination, and inspiration. The beautiful green color is coming in to help with your heart and healing. It brings in joy and love, inner peace, help you to have rest, maybe connecting with the truth. The indigo color is going to help you with knowingness, to help with intuition, inner wisdom, imagination, and to make really good sound decisions. The blue color is going to help with spiritual assistance and boundaries, protection, clear communication, and courage. We have a beautiful red color to help you to connect with your power, your passion, to expand, maybe to change those that are in a survival mode. The beautiful orange color with creativity, happiness, encouragement, optimism, vitality. The pink color with love, compassion, nurturing. And then we have a beautiful, beautiful rainbow color. And that's Archangel Raphael stepping forward. And he's going to help anyone that has, a need for spiritual assistance, or maybe you're having some kind of a psychic block, or you're wanting some esoteric knowledge. And we have a beautiful white color, which is, of course, the absence of color, and that resonates with a direct link to the divine. So the archangels are with you, and there's all these beautiful, 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 beautiful colors. It's just truly, truly amazing. Truly amazing. Okay. And we had Ginger come in, and she was laughing. She put an ad up this morning that, you know, she's here and she's, you know, available to help others as well as us, Barbara. So I was laughing. I'm like, okay, Ginger, now you're adding yourself to the show. And I couldn't stop laughing. So she did an ad this morning, and she's saying, I'm sure that you heard of Mr. Ed, the talking horse, and Alf from the planet Melmac. What about Fred the Cockatoo from the crime drama Beretta? Don't forget about Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Buck from Married with Children, that was the dog. So she's putting herself right up there with all of them, Barbara. And she's saying, you know what, I've been on Morning with Jesus, you know, and I've accompanied my mom and Barbara. I've even done guest appearances on other shows. I have helped people worldwide, she's saying, with my insight and my wisdom. I'm a furry psychic medium. And she said, I've even, you know, read for Hollywood's top psychic medium. And she's saying, I've connected to, you know, people's loved ones on the other side, and I can give you insight, you know, into areas of your life as well. So she's saying, I'm here to give some advice and some help as well to everyone. So she did her ad this morning very early, Barbara. She's advertising of our team, I guess. But we do know that she's been with us. So it's been a little crazy, like, with this energy. And you've been sleeping, and I haven't been sleeping, Barbara. I'm just doing the opposite. I'm eating a lot like Jackson and not sleeping. So I don't know what is going on. It's just been crazy.
I guess I should be glad to have the sleeping and not eating then.
It's been totally, totally crazy. My goodness. And I have to say, like, what's Joan Rivers? Like I said, she allows others to come in, you know, through this door that she has. Well, she's got a special place in her heart for grandmothers. You know, she's got this very special place in her heart for grandmothers. So I had a client, and, you know, this was like a first time ever reading for a client. So you really try to, you know, you try to make it, like, really memorable as best you can. Uh-huh. And I felt like everything was going, Barbara, in the right direction. It was really cool because this woman's guardian angels came in. Archangels stepped forward. I even had a goddess who wanted to come in and help this beautiful woman for her first time reading. So the angels came in. They focused on her circumstances as well. They gave her insight into her life purpose. It was like a phenomenal reading until her grandmother came in. Her grandmother decided that she wanted to join the fun. So when, you know, when I tell everyone my bio, that I had cookies flying off of countertops. Well, I had other stuff flying off my countertops, too, with Grandma. She was knocking stuff off all over the place. So I had to stop and say, okay, what is it that you want to say, Grandma? Because I do have grandmothers coming in. Joan just lets them come in whenever they want. But Grandma, you know, was a powerful, strong woman, and she was a strong influence, you know, in her granddaughter's life, and she still is. And she was basically saying, look at DC, I want to be heard now. So she did give her granddaughter a lot of great advice, as well as telling her, whatever she was doing, she said, knock it off. So Grandma, you know, really did, you know, confirm what the angels were saying. And she was saying, you know what, you are here to do something great. And Ginger came in as well. She added to the mix. She gave her advice, too, as well as bringing in a couple laughs. And it was really a memorable reading. And it was sort of like, you know, almost like chicken soup for the soul. But the thing is, when you have Grandma coming in, listen to Grandma, because she loves you a bushel and a peck. And if you don't listen, she's going to grab you around the neck. So then I was given a visual of a grandmother smoking a cigar. And she had all these colorful clothes on, and I just burst out laughing. Oh, my goodness. So I've been having a lot of craziness, Barbara. I don't know about you, but my life, like, lately has been a little crazy.
Well, I've had crazy dreams, and that's pretty much all you do when you're asleep, so.
Are you traveling to distant lands? What's going on with the dreams?
They're like little movies, only I'm not feeling like I'm creating them. You know, it's like I'm not a part of what's creating them. And they are
wow.
Incredibly real.
Wow.
They're not like my normal dream.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just, I don't know. It's like I did these movies over, and I change, and the characters change, and the locations change. Everything changes.
Wow.
Some of the stuff
I like to see
never
the common elements. Are you journaling?
Think of anything that's
writing
been
things down
about them. No, I haven't written anything down because usually I'm asleep, and when I'm awake, it's
do you remember
you
know certain also when you wake up? Are you able to recall like certain parts of the dreams?
I can recall certain parts of certain ones for a little while,
uh-huh.
and then they kind of fade away.
Okay.
So I'm not sure,
well,
you know, exactly what I'm getting from it, but I know that I'm getting something.
Yeah, there is significance. I'm just kidding. You know, ask Joan Rivers to come in, or maybe Lucy, and I think you'll remember a little bit more.
Until
she's saying, then you'll have
there.
Really good. They may. I think they're getting prepared. They have to see what they're supposed to do. Okay.
Well, it's been interesting.
Because what
so
I'm getting here is saying that Auntie Barbara, she's saying this is a time of renewal for you. This is the time to
mm-hmm.
go forward because great things are coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, like, in the physical world that you are moving forward physically, but I think, like, during your dream state, the angels are trying to show you. Okay?
And I do know that great things are coming. I mean, I can feel big changes.
And I just see Mother Mary. She's wrapping you in a beautiful, warm, powder blue blanket, Barbara. She has her arms around you. And she's saying, you know, lay your head on me. Rest. And you've got to really take
care of you. Don't do that.
She's saying, take care of you, Barbara. It's really important, you know?
I will. I am.
Okay. Well, Ginger's showing me. So, but
okay.
Mother Mary is there, and that blanket looks inviting.
I really just want to lay down and go back to sleep now. See, she shouldn't have wrapped me this early.
Well, Ginger's snuggling up to you. She's snuggling up to you, too. So she's on one side of you, Mother Mary's on the other. You guys look all warm and cozy.
So if you notice I start to snore during the show, it's because they've taken me away again. Oh, well, that's just life, right? Oh, did you finish your messages? I don't remember you actually saying.
I believe I did. I think that was a lot of messages. Ginger, she was on a roll with my messages today. She wanted to make sure there was a lot of them. So I think I've given about as much as I need to give, I think she's saying, for today. I think we're all good.
Wonderful.
And she's saying to you, Barbara, she's saying to Barbara, follow your passion. Do what you love, she's saying. She's saying, you know, do what you love. And she's just showing me a trail of money.
Okay, I will follow the trail of money then. That makes it easy.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear what Jesus wants to say, or if he wants to send somebody other than himself, who knows? Okay, here we go. My beloved ones, I will come as myself. It is quite delightful to see you having an enjoyable time doing what other people consider to be so incredibly serious. There are some people who wish to channel messages from the divine, and in order to do it, they think that they must be completely and totally serious. And they go through their lives and they eliminate anything that in any way brings them any kind of joy, because they want to be taken seriously. They want this to be serious. I don't really understand where everyone got the perception that the divine is so freaking serious. We enjoy joy. Think about that. we enjoy joy. And so when we are looking at you and your lives and assisting you with your lives, one of the things we want you to bring into your lives is joy. And we will often tell you when you are being too freaking serious to have some fun, to do something you enjoy, something that brings laughter into your life, something that allows you to see that life really is so much more than this heavy, negative experience that you might have been taught that it is. It is a time of joy. It is time for you to renew the joy within you, to let go of all of the seriousness. And yes, we do mean let go of all of the seriousness. Don't worry. Everyone will bring the seriousness back to you. They'll tell you, oh, no, you should be concerned about this, that, or the other. Whether or not you listen, it's completely up to you. They are sharing with you their wisdom. Actually, they're usually sharing with you their fears. And if you pay close attention, you can see that. But this is about you accepting joy in your life. And even though she's been sleeping most of the day and all of the night for several days now, there have been moments when Barbara Grace has enjoyed life. And she's seen the humor in it. We love it when she's dealing with the little people, which is what we call the nephews that live with her. And she's all serious and telling them that they should do whatever it is she's telling them that they should do, and they better get it done, and if they don't, and she comes back, they will not be happy. And she will walk out of the room, and she will immediately begin to smile. But she makes sure that her back is turned so that they cannot see her smile. But she's experiencing the joy of life, even in those moments when she's being the teacher for these children, and she's being terribly, terribly serious. She's also laughing. And we'd like for all of you to find the joy in life, even in situations that seem to be overwhelmingly serious, to just take a moment out of it and laugh. Find the joy in life. It's what keeps you alive. It's what enlivens you. Find that joy. Always find that joy. Okay, those are that was Jesus' message. Now I know he's watching
beautiful
when I'm dealing with the children, right?
Yeah. What a beautiful message. Thank you.
My pleasure. And so we've now reached the point of the show where people can ask questions. So if you have a question, feel free to call in. The number is 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1. That was so weird sounding. Don't forget to press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question. Otherwise, of course, you are welcome to listen, and we have no problem at all with that. And we will move to our first caller now, and it is the joyful Helena.
Maybe not joyful, but I'm here. Thank you, Barbara, and hi, DC. Hello, good morning. Good morning. I was just going to ask for a message, but Barbara, you started talking about the sleep thing, and I've been in a bit of that space where I would just like to sleep for days, and I haven't on and off, and there's guilt and frustration with that I'm accomplishing nothing, and it's beyond that need for sleep, and I'm in this really frustrated place. And one other question, too, is that it's really weird. I went to this new doctor for my shoulder, which got messed up from heavy backpacks. So it's this great Chinese clinic, and they do acupuncture, and they do massage, and they do reflexology. So I was so thrilled, so I got my acupuncture and reflexology and massage, but it's sort of very much in the Chinese way. And at the end of the day, after that, my ankle was all swollen and I couldn't really walk on it properly. It's healing. That was 2 days ago, but it's just like, just seems like things are going kind of that way. I get psyched about something and then it gets like, wham. And then one other thing, I'm sorry, but I've got this weird pain like where my gallbladder is. I've never experienced anything like that. My health's usually pretty good, not my mental health, but my physical health. And I was just wondering if you guys pick up anything on that. And now I'll be quiet and listen.
Okay, Helena, I'm just getting like things are going to be turning around for you, and I'm getting like emotionally and spiritually things are going to start to feel better. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see about the gallbladder thing here. I'm just trying to see what they're showing me. Okay. Okay, because as we know, you know, when we have physical pain, it's usually related to something going on mentally and emotionally as well. Okay.
Well, I had a visitor here
I'm sorry. I feel like there's like anxiety within you. No, come on. Helena, I feel like there's anxiety within you, you know?
Yeah.
You're worrying about different things, and, you know, as we're told by the divine, why worry about stuff that you can't control? You know? Because I'm getting some of the worry, like there's worry there, you know, and that can manifest into physical problems. The worry that you're holding on to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's just like you've got to stay where you are in the present moment. Have you been thinking about the past? Because I sort of see, like, Ginger showing me, like, a sign that says, like, Helena's walking down memory lane. You know, and I just feel like in the past there was different things that, like, you held on to that are still there. And now they're sort of coming out, and part of it may be coming out physically as well, like, as a physical pain, Helena. What is it about the past that you're still holding on to?
I think everything, this what I perceive to be a lack of accomplishment.
Okay. I mean, you don't see yourself the way the divine sees you. I know that, you know. And Mother Mary is with you right now.
I love you, yeah.
But you're God's creation and stuff, and that's how you have to see yourself, Helena.
Mm.
Okay, so Mother Mary is with you as well, and she's just holding you, and she's saying, Helena, as you know, love is the answer to whatever it is that is on your mind. Okay? And getting just, you know, allow yourself to be filled with that beautiful, beautiful love from Mother Mary. And that, you know, that brings about healing as well. It brings about opportunity for you, and it helps with relationships. Okay, have you been outside getting a lot of fresh air? Because I'm getting, you know, like...
Not the last 2 days.
Okay, because I'm getting it. You do need a little bit more fresh air. Okay, let me show me here. Okay. And you know what? You're doing the right thing, because I really feel like, you know, like... The holistic practitioner that you're connecting with is
mm-hmm.
really good, because... I'm getting, you know, alternative treatments, you know?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, and just, you know, be a little bit gentler with yourself. Slow down a little bit, relax and breathe, okay? It's sort of like you're in this little rowboat, and in this rowboat you're coming upon this big, big iceberg. Helena, there's no way you're going to get through the iceberg, excuse me, in this rowboat. All you have to do is let the boat just flow around it, okay? So you're pushing too hard against life, you know? You're filled with different, like, thoughts in your head. There's worries. And you need to just, like, relax a little bit more, detach from everything, okay? You need to do something, like, to relieve the stress that you have. And I'm getting, like, massage is good, meditation, anything that relieves stress. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're moving in the right direction. And really be, like, a little bit more gentle with yourself, okay? But keep it up with those treatments that you're getting. I feel like they're really going to be good for you. Okay? And call upon Archangel Raphael to help you as well.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, because I'm just, like I said, I'm getting the pain. There's a lot of pain from, like, holding on to whatever you're holding on to. And instead of worrying about things, put it in the form of prayer and just allow the divine to come in and help you. Raphael is saying, Helena, I'm with you. He's saying, expect, you know, everything to resolve. All is well, okay? But you worry too much. He's saying you're filled with worry, you're filled with fear. And, I mean, he's saying it's, you know, it's not good for your health. It's like, it does have, like, a negative effect on health as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what he's showing me. Like, I see the pain from the past and different things from the past. So that is coming out as, like, dis-ease in the body, okay? Do you have rose quartz?
Yes.
The rose quartz is going to help you to love yourself unconditionally, to be able to give yourself a little bit more self-love that you're needing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got to walk that path of self-love. I mean, you're an amazing person, and you've got to really see yourself as the beautiful person that you are, Helena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting fast resolution to things that are going on for you, okay? A lot of the stuff that you've been experiencing had a karmic nature to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's time to release stuff that you're holding on to. When you do, you're going to allow your gifts to come forward, your talents, and, you know, you're going to be on a, like, this great path, okay? But there's fear in you, too. Do not be afraid, the angels are saying, okay? It's sort of like you're not resonating with your power, and you're afraid to go forward, okay? It's sort of like, as well, you're underestimating yourself, Helena. And anything that you think of, you can do, but you've got to believe that. You know, you've just got to believe more so in yourself than you have been. Okay?
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Just to share with you, I mean, it's been rough. I make two steps forward. Just one example. A demo was supposed to be finished in April, and someone helped me for free, and I really appreciate that, but it needed more tweaking. And he's too busy to do it. And because it's free, I totally understand that, and I'm grateful for what he did. But I can't seem to get any other help. So now I'm trying to work on it myself, and I have not been successful. It's not brain surgery, but up till now, I haven't been able to do it. And that's like, in my mind, and maybe I'm wrong, stopped jobs coming in, because I would be putting this out to agents in order to get auditions. And I don't know. It just seems like a lot of things, even work-wise, have gone sideways.
Right. You've got a lot of doubts about yourself and what you could accomplish.
But those
you
aren't
do need
doubts.
A little time.
Those are physical
things. Well, that's what the angels are showing. There is self-doubt,
okay.
And it's sort of like you have inner limitations. And those inner limitations are causing, like, a restriction of what you're doing. Okay, it's sort of like they're like hindering your creative side to come forward, okay? So you've got to really believe that you have the ability to do whatever it needs to be done. And Archangel Jeremiah is coming in, and he's standing with you to believe in yourself, that you can move forward, okay? And he's coming in with Merlin, who was an alchemist, and to really help you to, like, you know, to have that beautiful transformation, get rid of the anxiety and all those emotions that are within you, okay? And I just feel like, you know, I could see, like, your heart. There's a lot of stuff that you're holding in your heart, hon, okay? And we're going to ask Barbara. She's going to come in and, like I said, she's going to come in and help with that, because love is always the answer. You know, Mother Mary's stepping forward, and she's saying, Helena, it is now time to, you know, ask ego to step back, and you have to, you know, allow the bonds that ego has, you know, to be loosened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And allow it to take place, okay? So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and to help, like, you know, to just to release ego and to let go of all the stuff that you're holding on to so that you will feel better physically, too, so to help with your physical, you know, well-being, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Barbara? Mm-hmm. Okay, Helena. They're showing me two things. One is to do a little bit of work on you now, and the other is to do a little bit of work on you later.
Okay.
Okay, so are you available later? That's, I guess, should be the first question.
Oh, yes. Well, it depends on when later, but yeah.
Well, let's say 30 minutes from now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely then.
Okay, so
up
call
to
me
about
if I don't
two,
call you.
All right, up to about 2 hours later.
Okay. Yeah, in about 30 minutes, which would be 10:15 my time, 11:15 your time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Call me then if I haven't called you.
All right, thank you. I will.
If you don't call me, I'll go to sleep and I won't think about it again. So.
Okay.
You've been warned. Okay, so let's do some Dear Innate now. Dear Innate, I release the anger.
Dear Innate, I release the anger.
Dear Innate, I release the worry.
Dear Innate, I release the worry.
Dear Innate, I release the failure.
Dear Innate, I release the failure.
Dear Innate, I release the burden of life.
Dear Innate, I release the burden of life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to screw it up.
Dear Innate, I release the need to screw it up. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I release the karma.
Dear Innate, I release the karma.
Dear Innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear Innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of my own power.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of my own power.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of my own excellence.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of my own excellence.
Dear Innate, I let go of all the ways I stop myself.
Dear Innate, I let go of all the ways I stop myself.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to live.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to live.
Dear Innate, I release all of the self-deprivation. All of the self-deprivation.
Dear Innate, I release all the self-deprivation.
Dear Innate, I release all the heaviness.
Dear Innate, I release all the heaviness.
Dear Innate, I just let go.
Dear Innate, I just let go.
Take a big, deep breath. Deep, deep, deep breath. That lightened up some of it. And in 30 minutes, we'll take care of the rest, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Love you, Helena. Deserve. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
All right. And we are moving on to our next caller, which, according to guidance, should be our last caller, because in 30 minutes, I'm going to be back on the phone with Helena. Very good, 415. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Blair. How are you guys?
Hi, Blair. What can we do for you today?
Just wanted to clean up a little bit of my vibration around this client session that I had the other day. So one is that I have this pattern of... Well, I guess there's two things there. One, that I'm able to pick up the person's energy before the session, and which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, but I'm affected by it, so I want to clear that up. And then also, before the session starts, I have this like sort of nervous habit that's been going on for a long time about like how I go to the bathroom a million times, and so there's that routine. I would like to release that. And then also, the session was amazing, and I was riding high for the rest of the day in the morning, and then I took a nap and I woke up and I had this like fear come over me because it wasn't in my aware, like, as she had made a mention that she was contemplating, she's under the care of a therapist for several years, and she was contemplating suicide. I think it was maybe a year ago, I'm not really sure. And I had this fear in my head of, oh my God, maybe the session was too intense for her. I should have asked more about that. This is a liability for me. And all this like fear came up about, and I was clearing it all yesterday, but again, whatever is like still hanging around, because I noticed I get this fear of, oh no, the person, she was happy with the session, but I get this, something happens within me that I get afraid that like, oh no, I did something bad to them, and that I have to sort of be on guard to like protect, it's past life stuff, like I have to like protect myself against like a possible lawsuit, and like, what if she killed herself last night? What if it was like too much for her to handle? It was like really dark stuff. So I'd like to clear all that. And then also the after effects of me still feeling, well, just being affected by it, because then I also have this pattern of when I'm exhausted, like I had part of my face swell yesterday too. So I'd like to release all these like old patterns.
Okay. This is DC, hun. The first thing while you were speaking is the word forgiveness. Okay. I'm getting that you're holding on to something within you, some kind of energy that you need to really release. Okay. And I feel like, you know, like that energy mixed with the client's energy, like you sort of got them, like they merged, and, you know, you didn't know, like, really, like which energy was yours and which energy is hers, okay? So you really have to release everything that you're holding on to, is what I was being shown, and make sure that you're taking care of you, okay? I feel like there's, like, stress within you that you're carrying, and you've got to release the stress. And I feel like at times that you don't feel like you're as appreciated as you should be, okay? And you're really sensitive to people's energy, and you've got to make sure that, like, you know, that you clear your energy before connecting with, like, anyone. And then if you feel like you've taken on their energy, you have to clear it as well, okay? But I'm just getting, you know, you've got to release, like, this energy. There's, like, negative energy you're holding on to. There's negative emotions. And to feel what you're feeling as well, okay? Because I just felt, like, energy is merging. And I don't know, like, you have a lot of stress that's yours, and you've got to, you know, allow the stress to be released. So that could cause stuff to, you know, get a little crazy, too. Are you doing any kind of, like, relaxation stuff, like when you're, you know, when you're by yourself, before you have people that you're helping? Do you do things for you to help you to, you know, get rid of energy and make you feel, like, really good?
Yeah, I think that's what I do, like, the whole day before. I mean, yes, before the session the other day, I mean, I was just sleeping because I was just really, really exhausted beforehand.
Because you're holding on to energy, you know? Like, that's what I'm getting. You're holding on, and it does exhaust you. Okay. So you've got to really be able to, you know, do stuff for yourself to continually make, you know, to really to help yourself with your energy. is what the angels are showing me. Like I said, all I was getting was like a big merge of like their energy and your energy, okay? And I'm getting you don't have inner peace. You know, you need a little bit more inner peace. Is there something that you've been worrying about, for, like, that concerns you? Because that's where I'm getting, like you're saying, like a dark side. Like, there's thoughts that are within you, and you have so much worry. What are you worrying about? Because you're doing great, and everything is going to be fine. It's, you know, it is Mercury retrograde, so it gets a little crazy, but there's a weight, like, on your chest, and I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and help get rid of it and help you to have more peace of mind, okay, so that you can, like, rest peacefully, to be calm and really feel good, okay? So I'm getting, like, you are holding on to something, and you've got to let it, okay? Jesus is coming in. He's with you now. He wants to help you, okay, to really feel better, okay? So I'm going to ask Barbara just to come in because there's a lot of energy there that has to be released. Some of it's yours, some of it is not yours, okay? I'm getting that some of it is from a past lifetime in Atlantis. Have you been aware of that life?
Yeah. But I feel
the energy that you're holding on to that from the past lifetime in Atlantis. Okay, there's something from that lifetime that, you know, there was a lot of, you know, horrible things that happened. There was violence and different things. There's stuff that was shocking. And I'm getting that you are holding on to some of that energy, okay? So, and, you know, like with your psychic abilities back then and your psychic abilities now, the memories from there can sort of, like, come into this lifetime. And that's why you were frightened of, like, what, you know, oh, my God, what if, you know, she does something to herself? So that's where I'm getting, like, that came from. That was from your lifetime in Atlantis. Okay?
Yeah, I know it's past life related. Yeah.
We want to clear that past lifetime, okay? And just, you have, like, a little bit of a resistance and fear of the abilities that you have today, hon, okay? And you don't have to have that fear. You can embrace your abilities and not be afraid of them. So, Barbara, I'm going to ask you to come in at this time and help to get rid of, like, all of this, okay?
Okay. Perfectly simple. Okay. So we are going to do some Dear Innate statements. And okay. Dear Innate, I forgive myself for the betrayal that I did in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for the betrayal that I did in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for the harm I did in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for the harm I did in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for all of the wrong I committed in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for all the wrong I committed in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I forgive those that I worked with for the wrong that they committed in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for all the wrong of those who I worked with and what they committed in Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I release the karma of Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I release the karma of Atlantis.
Dear Innate, I accept my gifts.
Dear Innate, I accept my gifts.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to work with my gifts.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to work with my gifts.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to be punished.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to be punished.
Dear Innate, I allow my ego to stop punishing me.
Dear Innate, I allow my ego to stop punishing me.
dear Nate, I disconnect from any need to be punished.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from any need to be punished.
Dear Nate, I just let it all go.
Dear Nate, I just let it all go.
And take a nice deep, deep breath. Dear Nate, I disconnect from any fear of what I do.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from any fear that I did. Fear of what I did? Fear
of what
I
you do.
Disconnect. I disconnect from any fear of what I did.
No, of what you do. We're talking about now.
Oh, okay. I like the one I said too. Dear Nate, I disconnect from any fear of what I do.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from any anxiety connected with what I do.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from any anxiety from what I do.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be at peace over what I do.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be in peace for what I do.
Dear Nate, I accept what I do.
Dear Nate, I accept what I do. There's like, you're not doing something right, but you're accepting it. That's what's like kind of the pushback that just came up that made me laugh.
Dear Nate, even though my ego may not agree with me, I accept what I do.
Dear Nate, even though my ego may not agree with me, I accept what I do.
Dear Nate, even though my ego may not agree, I have a good life.
Dear Nate, even though my ego may not agree, I have a good life.
Dear Nate, I take my power back from the ego.
Dear Nate, I take my power back from my ego.
Dear Nate, I release the ego.
Dear Nate, I release the ego.
Dear Nate, I accept who I am.
Dear Nate, I accept who I am.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I release all of the past.
Dear Nate, I release all of the past.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to learn my lessons and let go.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to learn my lessons and let go.
Dear Nate, I don't carry anything. It is not needed.
Dear Nate, I don't carry anything that is not needed.
Dear Nate, I don't need anything from the past.
Dear Nate, I don't need anything from the past.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
And a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
That feels good. I feel really happy that this stuff has been in my awareness, because it's like I just feel really happy to let it go. Like I just really don't feel like I need it anymore, and it's a cool place to be.
Great.
Can you say some DRNH related to another thing that I'm really ready to let go, which is also past life related, is I noticed that I don't feel comfortable to totally relax and go to sleep. Like there's this past life that I think is related to like just sort of like being a soldier or always being on guard. And I feel like I always have to kind of like watch my house, watch my being. And I would like to be able to, I was saying a lot of DRNAs related to it last night, but you know, I like the ones that you come up with. And so just related to that, because I really would like to have deep sleep and good night sleep from now on. I've been working on it for several months, actually.
Okay. Dear Renate, I release any vows from the past to be watchful.
Yeah, that's kind of like what happens if something happens? Dear Nate, I release any vows from the past to be watchful.
Dear Nate, I release any vows from the past to be responsible for others.
Yeah, but it's even like, what about me? I feel like I have to watch my body. Dear Nate, I release any vows from the past to be responsible for others. You know, it's kind of a thing of like you're in prison and you have to watch yourself because anyone at any time can like violate you, especially when you're sleeping. And I'm not talking about just like being a female. It's just like it's that kind of feeling like you have to watch guard for yourself. That's what it feels like to me.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be safe.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be safe.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to know that I am safe.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to know I am safe.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to relax in safety.
Dear Anate, I give myself permission to relax in safety.
Dear Anate, I release any belief that I will be punished for anything.
That's an interesting one. Dear Anate, I release any belief that I will be punished for anything.
Dear Nate, I release all revenge and retribution.
Dear Nate, I release all revenge and retribution.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be alive.
That does not feel it. DNA, it is safe to be alive. No, it's like you have to dodge people and be hit at, like, really be, like, kind of stealth is the word. I have to look that up. Yeah.
DNA, I release the need for stealth.
Oh, yeah, I just Googled that. DNA, is that what you said? DNA, I release the need to be stealth.
Yes.
Yeah. I had like some hardcore past lives. Yeah.
Dear Nate, I forgive my past lives.
Dear Nate, I forgive my past lives.
Dear Nate, I forgive the terror from my past lives.
Yeah. Dear Nate, I release the terror from my past lives.
Dear Nate, I forgive the terror from my past lives.
That's the same thing we just said, right?
Yes, but you didn't say what I said.
Oh, really? Dear Nate, I forgive the terror from my past lives.
Okay.
This stuff makes me so happy. Dude, I've been carrying this for so long. I mean, obviously, duh. But, like, it's just, it's just sort of like, after that session that I had, the session was so great on, like, so many levels. But after that session, I was like, yeah, I'm done with all this other stuff. We don't need that anymore, and we're okay now. Like, you know, it's like, let's just release it all. So it's weird on how, I mean, in a way, that, like, we'll just carry this crappy, heavy stuff. Oh, my God, I just got a realization from the thing, because that was one of the main things we were talking about with her, about carrying basically like this burden, like crappy shit around. Like, you don't need to do that. You're doing it to yourself. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah, oh, so dear Nate, I release all of the burden.
Dear Nate, I release all of the burden.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to let go.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to let go.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward in my life.
And take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, that like really grounded into my awareness of yesterday and even more today. So I just like went on a power walk and it's like I am moving forward. Like things really are, like I'm really grounding into this success now. It feels so good. It feels so good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Can I say one
more
thing?
We have maybe 60 seconds.
Okay, good. Can you just say a dear Nate something? Because I had an awareness from that session. It was like, okay, I need to raise my rate. And I was feeling very good about it. I still feel good about it, but there's like some hesitancy. So I just want to clear whatever hesitancy, whatever that fear or hesitancy going back to being small something is.
Dear Nate, I accept my value.
Dear Nate, I accept my value.
Dear Nate, I have value no matter what rate I charge.
Dear Nate, I have value no matter what rate I charge.
Dear Nate, the rate I charge does not set my value.
Dear Nate, the rate I charge does not set my value.
Dear Nate, I deserve to make a living.
Dear Nate, I deserve to make a living.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to charge.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to charge.
Okay, take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like the energy exchange, like the energy that was coming through, it was like, you need to raise your rate, but like your dear Nate kind of made it sound like, no, you don't have to, or you shouldn't.
No, the dear Nates were just to take the energy away from the whole thing, so you can do whatever you darn well please.
Okay. I like when you say that. Yeah, obviously. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, hon. I didn't mean to cut you off, but Helena will be calling me in 45 seconds. So that's the show for today, DC.
Yes, it was a great show, and I'm waiting the arrival of three of my grandchildren. So we're both going to be busy, Barbara.
I'll be asleep, and you'll be
love you, Barbara. Have a great
heaven.
Day. Well, everyone, thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. We look forward to connecting with you next week. And if you can't wait till next week, call us on Sunday. Love and amazing grace.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.